KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Rag Chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the Rag Chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the Rag Chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll see if there's any echo link or whatnot, and then we'll go from there. Now, I'd like to say good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla of Traveler's Rest. Then we have KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony up in Asheville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian in Greer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's in Greenville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Dacusville. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summits, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KD2BNG, that's Mr. Glenn, he's in Great Court. And KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Liberty. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's in Taylor's. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Easley. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks checking in with us tonight using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I hope all y'all are doing well. See, I don't have any Echo Link stations up at the moment, so we'll go to the RF check-in, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. I have no traffic. Anna will be in and out, Gary. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt in Western Granville County, B-negative-negative-73, you're calling the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we had KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And then we had WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda, both at Easley. And please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. KI4THV. Danny, traveler's rest, negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4THV, Mr. Danny up there in Traveler's Rest. Danny, I hadn't heard you in a long, long, long time. Good hearing you back on the air again there, young man. Come back as often as you can. You know we'd love to have you. But good hearing you on the air again, Danny. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yes. So Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, Ed Ellenberg, nothing to buy, nothing to sell, but we'll be listening in, my friend.
Good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenberg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Let's see if we can get an Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in KB0KBJ, Steve, up here in South Dakota. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, Gary.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve, up there in South Dakota. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Megan and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And, Steve, how much snow you got up there?
We got a fair amount, the other day, let's see, it was the end of last week, I think. Yeah, well, somewhere, Thursday or so last week. We got, enough to make about a little over knee-high snowbanks when the plow went by, so. Had to clear the yard out, made some good high snowbank there in the back of the yard. And it's up over the garage eaves, so, I'd say probably 8-10 inches, so. Biggest snowfall we've had this year. The other one was back in mid-December. So that's kind of the status on that there, Gary. Over.
Well, good deal. I'm glad you got a little snow, Steve. You know, I've glad you didn't get the blizzard conditions and all of that, but I hope all y'all are doing well, and y'all stay warm and stay dry up there. Hope to get on here and talk with you again before too long. But tell Miss Megan and the rest of the family we said hello. All righty, let's see here. This, well, we're in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Mary in the net, please check in, N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight, and I'll have no traffic, no table.
Yes. Please check in, out of turn, Kilo Oscar, 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile here in Piedmont tonight. 7:30, Gary, must join all the net, be negative and negative.
Yes.
Evening, Gary. Please check in, Kilo Oscar, 4, Zulu, Yankee, X-ray, KO4ZYX. Daniel Woodruff, negative, negative. 73 is you and all on the net.
DOS.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Mr. Owen, everyone on the net.
Control.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to M4ZLK. Mr. Shane up at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's out there mobile in Piedmont tonight on his way to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and have as good a night work. Tell the other Fred we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And let's see here. KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel down in Woodruff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's down in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Oz. Rod, you ain't got a negative bone in your body. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Let's see here. We've got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no on table. Do be sure and tell me show hello, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer, we said hello. I'll get that out in a minute. Got my tank tangled up. Appreciate y'all being with us. Hope y'all are doing well, and I will relay your message to Joey. Let's see here. Uniform through Zulu one more time. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. It's KO4NUE. I'm going to have to back out on the rack chew tonight. Something just popped up, and I just wanted to let you know.
Understand. Thanks for letting me know. Hope everything is goes well over there. Tell Anna and Pops and everybody we said hello. But thanks for letting me know, Chad. front of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta, group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie, Uniform, Romeo, Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Thanks for calling that tonight. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in with 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey. W4DJ, Dave and Greer. Negative, negative.
Control. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative. Aho to the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary and everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Kansas Seneca, negative
negative. KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Let's go up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Gary, it's good to hear you tonight calling the net, but please tell Miss Joy, Lisa and I said hello, but we will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
4DOS.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN Harry in Cantor, North Carolina. We'll be negative, negative tonight, but I will be back for this swap net.
In a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to have to check on that last station. You were way down in the mud, but I think I pulled you out. We'll find out in just a moment. Now, I'd like to say good evening. KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. I tell Miss Elise we said hello, and Patrick, you won the door prize tonight. You are number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. And again, tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And then we had KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And the station that I copied down in the mud, I think, was N4HHC, Mr. Warren, out there on the mobile someplace. Warren, if that was you, let me know, or if I made a mistake, holler at me.
Hey, Gary, N4HHC. I had the power turned down, so maybe that was the problem. Over.
Oh, yeah, man, you booming in there now. Be careful out there on the mobile, and I hope you're doing well, and I look forward to seeing you here in a few weeks. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. I can't see the calendar. Anyway, it'll be in about 3 weeks, I guess. But hope to see you then. You take care. Be careful out there on the mobile. Additional stations, Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in KI4EJY, Kilo India 4,
Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha in Lyman, and I will be negative and negative tonight.
TOS, please check in Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Golf K4 HWG. This is Henry in Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Would like to say good evening to KI4EJY. Elisha over there in Lyman. Elisha, appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And K4HWG, Mr. Henry down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Henry. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima, group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel. John and Horseshoe, I'll be negative and negative. Hope you all doing well. Out.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Again, Miss Joy, well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher. Good evening to you and Miss Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Go S. Thank you for calling the net one more time. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K4JKH. Mr. John up there in Horseshoe. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JFO, Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Thanks for y'all checking in with us. Hope y'all are doing real good and staying warm and staying dry. And then we had KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments and hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I've almost messed up as my wife hollered in here. She said, you hadn't checked me in yet. She's the second one on my page, but it's K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KOS with KC4GEE. The name's Ken, location Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, everyone. Be listening to you.
4DOS. 4DOS. Mr. Gary, this is Bob, AA1RD, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta over here in Piedmont. Please check me in tonight, and hello to you and your lovely bride, Miss Joy. Hope you're doing well tonight, and to everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Sounding good there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. And then we have KC4GEE, Mr. Ken over there in Moore. Ken, I hadn't heard you in a long time. Good hearing you on the air again there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. You know we love to have you. I hope you're doing well over there too, Ken. And then we had AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And y'all have a great evening, what's left of it tonight. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, seems like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Yes, sir, Mr. Harry.
You can take both of those items off of your list, Gary. They have a new home and a very nice home. And thanks to the net, KC4EZN.
Gary, I'm glad that they found a new home. glad that the swap net's working. That always makes me feel good when I get the comment that something is sold or somebody found what they were looking for. But thanks for letting me know. I'll have to keep my book straight on this end. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything else I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net tonight is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. That's an HF transceiver, covers 160 through 6 meters, has 150-watt output, and he would like it also has an automatic antenna tuner in it, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. That's an HF amplifier, covers 160 through 10 meters, has a new power supply and new tubes. He said call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR beam antenna. It covers 20 through 6 meters. It has new motors and gears. It has the new brackets. It has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter monoband beam antenna. It would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450. That's an HF transceiver. They would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft R9. That's vertical antenna. That's a 9-band vertical antenna. It is still up at the present, and they would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We're going to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item we got up on the SwapNet book is for sale or trade. He has an Astron RS35M. That's a linear 35-amp power supply.
He would like $200 for it, or he might consider trading for something of equal value. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, I've got a fellow looking for an HF starter rig. He is studying for his general right at the moment, but he would like to go ahead and get him an HF rig so he can at least get on part of 10 meters, and if he or when he passes his general test, he can get on the rest of them. Does anyone need any field? Next item up is for sale. A fellow has a complete set of, he's got a bunch of repair parts, the kits for a Kenwood TS-520, 530, or 820. These repair parts will fit any of these three transceivers. And it's a complete set, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Alpha 99 HF amplifier and a PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner, which it matches this, or it bought to go with this amplifier. He said they kind of work together. He said to call for the price of them. Is anyone going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight? Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that removed items, boy, I really appreciate that. Helps me. That helps me keep my book straight. Thank you, Harry, for doing that. And didn't have anybody list anything, but we'll continue to run these items. And folks, if you don't know, if you go to the brars.cc website, go over to the, you'll see a little drop-down box that says Hobbies. And if you will click on that drop-down box, it'll have another drop-down box. And down at the very bottom, it says SwapNet. And if you click on that, you can find out everything I've got listed. I'm hoping that all of that stuff is still current. I've not had any information saying that it was not. So if you go to that website, you'll probably see that. If you go right now, you'll probably see that stuff that Harry took off. But I haven't gone in there and taken it off yet. But that's where it's at on the SwapNet page on the webpage, if you're interested. All righty, before we start to rag you, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Harry, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Let's see who. I got one rag chewer tonight. That's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ over in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today there, young man?
4DOS. This is KK4JBQ. Well, we've been up to, just living like two retired people. What else can I say?
Not much else there, Larry. Sounds like y'all been busy.
Yes, you know what I mean. And some people would not guess that being busy is any part of retirement, but we know different, don't we? Yes, sir. Well, a couple of the good things about today, let's say. I once heard somebody say that if you feel a little low, a little anxious or whatever, just sit down, take a breath, and count your blessings. Start with the number one. You'll never get past it if you try to think, oh gosh, I've got to think of five different things I'm thankful for or the ways I'm being blessed. Well, one of them is that Donna just replaced her regular computer, which is her personal computer, of course, but it's also the family financial computer, and it's a little workhorse
is what it was. But now that comes to me because she's replacing a really nice computer that's just about the end of its support life. Still a nice computer, but I'll be happy to take it over. It'll replace one that's way long in the tooth that I don't dare put on the internet anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I've got a laptop over here, Larry, that is still working, but I think it runs like Windows 95 or something. It's ridiculous, but it still works. And when the grandsons come over, yeah, they're a little younger. Of course, they're getting be teenagers now, so they don't play with it as much. But I used to let them play with it. It didn't have anything left on it except a few games and stuff like that. But they enjoy just banging on the old computer. But it's really nice when you get you a new toy in it.
And she was awfully happy with it, the one that I inherited. But the truth is, she really, gives it a workout. She works with spreadsheets all the time. It's part of what she did for a living as an accountant. But it's important to keep any computer that you put on the internet up to date with regular updates, and she always did that. But we've gotten notice that the operating system that this one will support is going to be what do they say, retired? I don't know. They won't be supporting this computer any longer. So that's all right. I mean, it's something around 9 years old, and we've had good service out of it. But I'll be happy to get it because it's a larger screen. spreadsheets require a nice wide screen to see enough information to relate one thing to another. That's what spreadsheets are all about, at least my understanding of them. But she works with our church's pantry, with its preschool, and she's also secretary for the senior choir, keeps track of all the music and all that stuff. Oh, heavens, she just works all the time, that girl. And I respect her for it. She's always busy, just stays busy. But she has found lately, in the last 3 years or so, she's found time to dabble in some artwork. She does Zentangle, and that's been a world of difference in her attitude toward everything, I think. And it's a funny thing, when we first married, I had done artistic things. I'd done practical, working with my hands type of things, repairing watches and clocks and jewelry. Donna, not so much, She didn't think she had any of that. But then Zentangle came along, and she really took to it, and she has really applied herself. That and her sewing, she's quite a sewer. Usually she'll spend, 3 or 4 months on a quilt. I have a very deep respect for anyone who puts that kind of time in on a product that in the end is gorgeous. Donna's won ribbons but we watch on the Antiques Roadshow quite often quilts that come in, and they in no way represent the amount of work that was put in on them. And isn't that the truth for a lot of things that we're interested in? We do it because we love it, not so much because it winds up being somebody's treasure for for a monetary reason. Dot has given away some quilts to relatives and such as that. She never sold one. And you just couldn't get a tenth of what it costs in materials and time and that sort of thing. She just does it because she loves it. Anyway, so that's one thing I'm, well, two or three things, I guess, that I'm thankful for today. But another one, I'll let the repeater drop. Another one is a conversation that she and I got into this afternoon. I don't know, I guess I brought it up because I just had this recollection of what it was. We were talking about some folks that I remembered knowing years and years ago while living in Michigan. They were, I recalled his name. I mean, for some reason, I recalled his name, Steve, and her name, Harvely. And I asked her if she'd ever heard of anyone named Harvely before. And she said, well, it could be that they wanted to name the boy Harvey. You know how that goes. And it just turned out to be a girl, so they named her Harvely. Well, they were very nice people. A nice couple. They were from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'd never known anybody from Madison, Wisconsin, or anyone from Wisconsin at all. So I says, Donna, do you know, do those folks have an identifiable accent or brogue or anything like that from Wisconsin? I was trying to recall what Steve sounded like. So we had a little conversation about that. She says, she could, but she couldn't mimic it, you know. She couldn't give me an example of it. Well, whatever. So, and then we got on to talk about her dad. Now, I'm sure you know that Donna has his call sign. When he passed away, I guess it was a couple of years or so, we applied to the SEC for his call sign. Had to, you know, send them all sorts of documentation that indeed that call sign was one of a silent key, and that she was directly related, so she got it, and she's happy to have it. KC4MFK, his name was Don, and of course Donna was named after her dad. She's tickled to have his call sign. So anyhow, then we started talking about her dad, so that's how we got onto that. And I recall that one of the things her dad wanted to do, and he and I talked about it at length, was a remote control boat. They lived in the Forest Lake there in Simpsonville, and Forest Lake does have a lake. I think it's a man-made lake, but it's rather large and close to their house. So he wanted to float this boat, a side wheel paddle boat. I guess that's a paddle on both sides of the boat. And he had drawn up plans of it. He was talented in that way. He'd drawn up plans of it. He showed me all of the materials that he had gathered to build it. And part of it was radio parts. So we had, this is before I was a hand, so we had conversations about the radio control part of this boat that he was going to put into the lake and, I don't know, play with it. You know, we never got that off the ground. But it was a great conversation. It was good reminiscing about her dad. So it left me just feeling really good, you know.
I tell you, you have had a wonderful day. Y'all have had some good conversations. I'm glad you're getting a new computer. At least it's new to you. You will enjoy that, I'm sure. Donna is, she's a workaholic. She's kind of like my bride. You know, she used to be that way. But it's amazing what our wives can do. We should be very thankful that we have them and they put up with us. I know I am. Joy puts up with a lot, and I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without her. But she is, her and Donna are a lot alike in a lot of ways. Joy does counted cross stitch. She does, she knits, not knitting, crochet. I'll get that out in a minute. She does crochet. And then she also does, she loves photography. And she's got several pictures around the house that she has taken with her 35 millimeter film camera. And then our son Anthony gave her his old digital camera. He bought him a new one, so, you know, he just passed his old one on to Joy. And we go out every once in a while, she'll say, I'm ready to go for a ride. And I know what that means. She wants to go out and get in the car and just go riding through the country and up the mountains or wherever. And if she sees something she wants to stop and take a picture of, we stop and she takes a picture. And then she comes home and goes through them and decides which one she wants. And we bought a real nice printer that does, you know, prints out photos and stuff on photo paper. And so she does that. And so our ladies are not only have strong endurance to put up with folks like me, but they're artistic as well. Tell you that's amazing. You got to talking about to Donna about her dad and the remote control boats. I have a friend of mine, been friends with him. I started working with him, gosh, I don't know, back in maybe, I'll say in the 80, early 80s. It might have been a little earlier than that even. But he's into remote control boats, and he travels all over the place, and they race them. And he really enjoys that. So it's a pretty big hobby as far as I can find out.
I suppose this goes back a few years, so the information might not be that current, but her dad was telling me about the, they fly flags on the boats, and I guess by number, they indicate the frequency that that boat is controlled by. And so one of the things that I don't know if you recall, but my in-laws lost their house in a house fire. It was all good 5 years before her mother passed, and maybe 3 years before her dad passed. They had a fire that began in a utility building close to the house, and it spread to the house through the roof, through the attic. And you don't have to have much of a fire to ruin a house. It was horrible to walk through, and well, honestly, the efforts to extinguish the fire did as much damage to the house as the actual fire did, because it was all involved in the attic part of the house. Throughout the house, the attic burned. And but then the house was a wreck, and so was all the furniture and books and just practically everything that wasn't in a drawer, you know, safely away from the spray of the high-pressure hoses that they used and everything. Oh, heavens. But, you know, I did recover a radio that was inspiration for me to realize that, yes, indeed, he was my first Elmer. And we had long conversations about his checking into this very net. And he tried to, I guess it may have been a Wednesday night, to tell you the truth. We often visited on Wednesday night. But he got his HT ready to go.
He hung a little $300 zip line type antenna from a window, from a curtain rod, I think it was, yes. And Simpsonville has some pockets, I guess, where Paris Mountain is shadowing this repeater. And he couldn't make it in, so we just had a talk about amateur radio, about his experiences on this net and how satisfied and his involvement that way. But he was also aware that he could use that radio and control his boat somehow, I'm not sure. But he also had a controller that would control the speed of the paddles, one on either side, remember, and the direction that would control the rudder of the boat. So he could actually steer that and navigate it through the waters on the pond. It was fascinating to me. And he was, her dad was quite a gentleman. I really enjoyed him as much as I enjoyed my own father, to tell you the truth. He was that friendly a fella. I hate to lose him. I really did. They were both, Donna had marvelous parents, and they raised a marvelous child. Kind of goes hand in hand there, don't it?
Yeah, 4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, I tell you, I tell people, I tell a lot of people that I used to fish a lot with my father-in-law, and he was a ham, WB4YUO. He was a ham for a lot of years. When I got out of service in 74, he wanted me to go take my license, take my test and get my license in. Told him I didn't want anything to do with it. 30 years later, here I am, licensed and talking on the radios. But he's silent key now. But I called him my fat little fishing buddy. And a lot of people thought that I was being disrespectful to him. But Daddy was very plain spoken. I called him that to his face, and he thought it was an endearment, and it was. That's the way it was meant. And I miss him. Of course, I miss my dad. And, of course, we get into that category where there's a whole lot of people we miss. But my father-in-law was, I had just the sweetest in-laws that you could ever ask for. My mother-in-law, she was just super, any way you want to look at it. But my mother-in-law did something. When Joy and I first got married, her mother got me aside, and she says, "I want to tell you something." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "You are no longer my son-in-law." And I said, "Did I do something to hurt your feelings?" And she said, "You are now my son." And that's the way she treated me. She treated me just like the rest of her kids. And so, I know what you're talking about there.
Yes, sir. KK4JBQ. It's one thing to marry into a family, and another, quite a different thing, to be adopted by that family, to be welcomed and counted as a member of the family, rightfully, and that's just perfect. It's just another thing that you and I have in common, I suppose. And I have had, I'll just be straightforward and say I am so thankful for this hobby. It has led me to people such as yourself, people that I have known as close as brothers, who actually I enjoy more than I enjoyed living with my brother. He was a scoundrel. Still is a scoundrel, I suppose. But you probably remember Rod Taylor. He's a silent key now. Very sudden death at an early age. although he was probably, he was 64, I believe. He was about 2 weeks away from formal retirement. And he was changing a light bulb on a ladder and fell. He was dead before he hit the ground. Massive heart attack. He's had a complete physical with stress test and everything 2 weeks before this. I remember talking to him about it on the way back from a club meeting. Well, I count Rod as a brother of mine. And some others, too. I won't belabor the whole point by naming everybody, but, you know, for certain, I've had so many friends in this hobby. It's a place to learn about a science, of course, about the science of radio and everything that goes along with it. It's a huge hobby. So many things to do and so much to learn. But the most advantageous part of this hobby is the people you meet and the people that you can call friends after a very short time. Because you have so much in common, this hobby attracts interesting people. It attracts a certain type of a certain quality, you know, in people that I meet in this hobby. And it doesn't matter what they sound like when they talk. It doesn't matter where they originally come from. That's another thing Don and I talked about. I don't know what kicked this off, but I says, honey, do I sound like I still have an East Tennessee accent? Don't know how that came up or why I was thinking about it, but, oh, it was Steve and Harvey. What does their accent sound like if they come from Wisconsin? They're the only people I've ever known from Wisconsin. So I says, do I still have an East Tennessee accent? She says, not really. You've been so many places, and it's all kind of worn down. Every once in a while, something will pop up. But, you know, it's like that. People are wonderful all over once you get to know them, if you can get to know them, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Gary, I've had a marvelous time, wonderful time, and I thank you for it. Thanks for calling the net. Thanks for being so welcoming when you do catch someone who wants to talk. But I should probably, it's after 10, and I should probably let people off the hook, yourself included. Thank you for being there, and we'll do this again soon. KI4DOS, this is KK4JBQ. I'll be moving along. 7-3.